Welcome to NucleCast, the official podcast of the NWA Deterrence Center. Our host is Dr. Adam Lowther, co-founder and vice president for research at the National Institute for Deterrence Studies. The NWA Deterrence Center is a 501c3 organization ensuring a broader understanding of the nation's strategic nuclear deterrent and its ongoing modernization. Thank you for listening and welcome to the show. The views of the host and the guests are their own.
Welcome back to another exciting episode of NucleCast. Of course, as always, I'm your host, Adam Lowther, and today we have a great guest and a great topic. Of course, I'm talking about Colonel Retired Dale Hernandez, who is the A1 Chief Force Development, and his responsibilities are to make sure Air Force Global Strike Command's strikers are developed and educated so that they can perform the nuclear mission and do it very well, do it perfectly, because that's what our expectation is perfection. And so Dale has a important job. Dale, thanks for joining us on NucleCast.
Hey, thank you, Adam. Thanks for having me, and really appreciate the opportunity to talk to you and your audience about the amazing programs we here at Global Strike Command and the efforts we have in place to support the development of our strikers.
So historically, we didn't have Global Strike Command until 2009, after the Cold War ended, the nuclear mission went away from SAC, and the ICBMs went to Space Force, and bombers went to Air Combat Command, and then ultimately, we have a couple of incidents, 2007 timeframe, Global Strike Command is created, and then in those times subsequent to that, Global Strike has really put forth a lot of effort to build an understanding and an education of its airmen. And you've been a part of that I've known you for probably close to 10 years now. And can you sort of tell us, like, what is driving this objective to provide education? Why are you doing it? What are you trying to accomplish? Sort of how is that working out?
Yeah, absolutely. Great question. So as you're well aware, and I think a lot of your audience is aware, a lot of the things of the past drove the creation of Global Strike Command. And there were multiple reports that identified the atrophy of nuclear expertise in our Air Force. So in Global Strike Command, as the lead command for all things nuclear in the Air Force, we're committed to the development of our strikers, not only in terms of developing and fielding courses, but investing, and leadership has been very much behind the investment for us. If I can kind of go over something here, for us, we offer currently over 20 courses. In the last 5 years, we've actually invested over $23 million in development of our strikers, and not just strikers, but also other airmen in the nuclear enterprise. The other thing for us is that all of our courses are designed for maximum impact, minimal cost, and what we're looking for is return on investment. And when we talk about ROI and why that's incredibly important for us is, number one, you have to know why you exist. And General Bussier likes to say to everyone, remind everybody, is like, we need to know why we exist in Air Force Global Strike Command, the importance of our mission. And even more important is every striker out there needs to know where they fit in the mission and what they bring to the fight. For us, that brings us, it's foundational for them, for our strikers to be able to critically think, to problem solve. When you think about how much it's critical towards innovation, not only in operations, but the support side of the nuclear mission. And then when you think about building the human connection, that's incredibly important in developing professional relationships and partnerships, whether it's mission partners within Global Strike Command, mission partners outside with big Air Force, industry, academia, and our joint partners. So a lot of this goes towards that. I'm really excited to talk to you about some of our other programs, go in some more depth. But what I'd really like to do, because it goes back to, hey, why are we doing this? A lot of this goes back to our leadership and the direction our leadership gives us. And a lot of it starts with General Bussier, and it was the same with General Ray and General Cotton before him, where it comes down to the commander's message. And for us, and I'm going to go ahead and kind of read this to you, is, our strikers and our nuclear mission are the bedrock of our nation's defense and international security. We have the incredible responsibility to develop airmen, sustain readiness, and promote strategic stability through a credible long-range strike force. And so we have our command lines of effort, and those are our path to successfully accomplishing those things, which are really critical. And our vision, you know, and it's right up front there in the general's strat plan, is innovative leaders providing safe, secure, and lethal combat forces for nuclear and conventional global strike today and tomorrow. And my division, my team, our focus, our line of effort focus is on people, because the way we see it is strikers are our most valuable weapon system. It's incredibly important that we develop them. They're our greatest weapon system, and it's through them that we uphold our competitive advantage. So what we do and what we're going after is, how do we, through all of our courses, all of our programs, build courageous problem solvers capable of intelligent risk taking? Strikers are the foundation to our command, and we win through our people who drive success in our readiness, modernization, and mission priorities. And for this reason is why we develop and invest in retaining strikers with requisite education, the programs that we provide, training and experience, which is vital to the effectiveness of our force. So that kind of lays out the guidance, the direction that our leadership gives us to go forth and carry that out, because we can't step back into allowing the atrophy of the nuclear expertise, especially in Global Strike Command, with this mission.
Yeah, it's an interesting point, because, as you know, myself, somebody who's supported Global Strike Command for, you know, since its stand up, it's been interesting to watch how much of a focused effort there has been within the command to learn and adapt within sort of the educational enterprise. And as we sort of see holes, to then try to fill those holes with the right kind of education to get strikers up to speed. And it's different from, you know, for example, Air Combat Command. There's the, you know, Global Strike Command really had a tough job, because with the end of the Cold War, there was this, you know, almost 30-year period where people sort of forgot the nuclear mission. And then to get an entire 30,000+ major command up to speed to understand, hey, there's a real threat. These are really bad guys. Here's how we deter them and prevent war. You know, that's a tough challenge. So can you tell me about this whole set of programs that you have? You know, where do you start, sort of where's your beginning, and then how do you build and grow so that, you know, as let's say you're an airman basic or you're a second lieutenant and you're going to spend your career in the Air Force, what all kind of education are you going to get over the course of that career?
Yeah, great question. So I think you kind of hit on the head that, you know, we kind of took our eye off the ball there for a period of time. And if you think about it, even in the public vernacular, there was an awareness or an understanding of the threat of a nuclear war. There was, people had a better awareness of who our enemies were and the actual threats. And, you know, I hate to date ourselves, but, you know, some of us who may have experienced the old duck and cover in school. So we're starting, we had to start from scratch. So what we do with strikers, with any striker, and when I say striker, I'll make sure everybody understands that that's our officers, our enlisted, and our civilian members of Global Strike Command, is we take a multi-phased approach at that. First off, introductory. So for those accessions, new officers, enlisted, and civilians to Global Strike Command, they have the opportunity to either go through an in-residence at their location, Nuclear 100, 150, that's delivered by our partners, our mission partners at AFIT, the School of Strategic Force Studies, or the Nuclear Studies Department. They can also go through, say, an NC3-150. We also have partnered with Air University to offer what we call Strategic Deterrence Basic Course, a two-day facilitator-led foundational or an introductory course into the nuclear enterprise that allows new officers, new enlisted, and new civilians to the striker community to have a better understanding and appreciation of deterrence, the nuclear enterprise, what Global Strike Command brings to the mission. And it helps them also get a better appreciation of how they fit into the mission and the importance of their roles in Global Strike Command. So we have very introductory 100s, 150s. An individual can then, as they stay in the command longer, as they move up in responsibilities, or as they get closer to directly supporting the nuclear mission, the weapon systems themselves, they may find themselves in a Nuke 200. And then as they go on to even more advanced, more senior opportunities, we have 300 and 400 opportunities, again, for the different audiences.
These Nuke 200, 300, 400, NC3, 200, 300, are those, tell us, you know, Is that an online course? Is that in resident? What is it, a week, a month? Tell us a little bit more about that.
So the online CBT is only a 2-day course that we do at our university. For those that get the opportunity to attend an in-residence 100, 150, those are now down to a day for a 100. AFIT will bring that course out to your location. We can get anywhere from, 40 to 60 strikers in a class. Those are 1 day. 150s are about a day and a half. The 200s, 300s go as long as a week in residence. We've been able to take those on the road with AFIT EX. We actually do have some offerings of Nuke 250 as a result of COVID, when we had a concerns with the shutdown and unable to get into Albuquerque to deliver some education. We had to start getting creative on how we would deliver deterrence education, and we were able to partner with AFIT EX to do that. As we get concerns about how much more opportunities can we provide our strikers, because again, there's only so much throughput that I can get through AFIT, through the schoolhouse there, is we're partnering with industry partners to deliver additional opportunities where, say, it's on-demand distance learning, so that, again, maybe it's not necessarily for a 100 or a brand new striker, but maybe somebody who's in that mid-level who may not get into that 1 week 200 or 300 course, but we can get them into, let's say, a 6 week type of micro cert type of course or smaller courses. And again, that's something we're doing with academia and our mission partners out there in the industry, is how do we expand deliberate development opportunities for our strikers? Because there's, I think we've all been to the new college. There's just not enough room there. We'd have to build an entire campus to get all of our strikers through. And the one thing that we also focus on is that what we do with AFIT is not solely for strikers. We're also concerned about the entire Air Force nuclear enterprise. In a lot of instances, we also reach out and expand those offerings to our STRATCOM mission partners, our joint partners. What can we do to expand those opportunities? But again, it's short courses from 1 day, 100s, day and a half for 150s, week long for 200s and 300s. We also offer a 2-day 400 for colonels, chiefs, SESs, and GS-15s. That's much more at an executive level type of course. And where possible, we will send those folks to Albuquerque. But in a lot, we are now looking at more opportunities to bring those to the installations where we can get after more strikers.
Yeah. And offering these courses, one thing we haven't really talked about is that a lot of these courses are classified courses. So you allow, your participants to really get a sense of how the systems work. Cause that's one of the things that I think until you have spent a lot of time in the enterprise and held a number of jobs, you don't really understand how complex the nuclear enterprise is. Everything from the DOE lab side, the warhead side, to then the DOD side. It's the nuclear enterprise is a lot like the nuclear command and control system, where it's a system of systems that are really complex. And so one of the things I do like about your courses, because I've taken them all, is that, they help a striker or an airman who's outside the enterprise to really understand the complexity and depth, and how does this whole system fit together, and what does it do? So tell us more about, so we've talked about, some of these shorter courses. What else are you offering?
So one of the things that we've actually done in the last year is we were tasked to stand up a nuclear stewardship for executives course. So one of the challenges we have is, and it's geared towards all commanders, so squadron commander, group commanders, wing deputy commanders, and actually wing commanders, as well as their senior enlisted leaders. And it's to introduce them to the nuclear enterprise. It's to give them a better appreciation and understanding of what it takes to operate and lead in the nuclear enterprise. Everything from what does a nuclear surety assistance visit mean? What's a nuclear surety inspection mean? Roles and responsibilities when it comes to the PRP program. Because what ends up happening in Global Strike, while we're primarily focused on the nuclear mission and long-range strike, a lot of the commanders that come in on the support side may come to us from any other command, and they may have done 20 years in the Air Force and have never stepped foot in the nuclear enterprise. They may have had zero interaction with that mission set. So we've got to provide them at that level, a much more experienced or seasoned level, a foundational introduction into the enterprise and the challenges. And so that course is a two-day in-residence course here at Global Strike Command. All the squadron commanders get a day and a half of it at their five-day squadron commander course. This is primarily led by General Bussier. This is how important it is to him that they have a clear understanding. They understand commander's intent, and they understand the importance of that mission set. And again, for those that are stepping foot for the first time into the nuclear enterprise, they need to understand all the different things that go into it. And especially as some of them are starting to see the beginnings of modernization. What does this construction mean? What's the impact here going to mean? What's it going to mean long term? And how do we ensure we're getting after those things? For an officer that's done 20 years outside of Global Strike Command, it's incredibly important to understand and appreciate the significance that that has and the impact that their strikers, that their airmen play on the mission set. So that's one of our most recent courses. That's something we'll be offering twice a year, especially for the 06s. They will receive that after they leave Air University and the various functional commander programs there. But that's one of our latest and greatest. We've also done some pretty cool things that you're pretty familiar with that we've worked with academia. We stood up a national nuclear security workshop. We call it N2S2, where we bring in some amazing professionals from across academia, industry, ambassadors. We've had commanders. We've got some amazing folks who have been advisors on NPRs written under the last few administrations. And we're able to run commanders and SELs. We expose them to some different mindsets, some different ideas about some things. And then they're given the opportunity to put that to use in a strategic thought exercise, thinking about things other than just the military option, but kind of the full spectrum of the dime or integrated deterrence, I think, as we're calling it today. And that's been an incredibly amazing program, and it continues to this day. And we started that well before COVID.
This episode of NucleCast is brought to you by the AMLA Deterrence Center, whose mission is to educate Americans about the nuclear enterprise and strategic deterrence. Yeah, and it's interesting, you know, going back to what you had said before, that I don't think for those of our listeners who are, you know, don't have an Air Force background, but it's important to understand that when you bring a lieutenant colonel or a colonel who's the mission support group or the, you know, a squadron in that mission support group, and he's commanding for the first time, and he's come from, you know, Air Combat Command or from Air Mobility Command, and he's never had to deal with, hey, I've got to have people on PRP to make sure that they're ready, you know, they're nuclear certified, and then you've got these inspections that you don't necessarily have in other commands, and being new to that and walking into it as a new commander, sort of, you know, 15 to 20 years into a career, that's a challenge. And so, you know, it's good to have a course that can help them to better understand, because you don't want to be responsible for failing an inspection because you get fired. That's what happens in the nuclear world. So, you know, some of this stuff is just, you know, it's just practical and important to make sure that operations flow as they should. So, okay. So that's a, you know, so we've got some, you're going into some more courses. This is getting to be a pretty extensive list of courses that are being offered, you know, that it's going to be hard for somebody at the command to not have multiple touch points in these, you know, sort of in their career. So what else is going on in Global Strike?
So everything I've been sharing with you has been primarily professional continuing education. We're also partnering with DITRA. We've partnered in the past with them to have strikers attend their NUCPOL, the nuclear political course, as well as their NWOC, the nuclear weapons orientation course. We're working with them to try to expand opportunities there to get more seats at DITRA. We're also looking to expand the opportunities to bring in their mobile training teams to our locations, because for us, we can't possibly get everybody through the new college. So where there's opportunities to leverage what DITRA brings, we absolutely want to do that. We feel those courses are pretty comparable to our NUC 200 and 300. So that we think is going to be a game changer for us. That'll give us an opportunity to educate more strikers. One of the other things that we're doing is and you're familiar with this one, is we're involved in PME. So several years ago, we stood up the School for Advanced Nuclear Deterrence Studies, SANS. It began at Kirtland. And then back in 2018, we had the opportunity to move it to Air University and take advantage of the college campus, the military PME experience there. It was also beneficial for us from a cost measure, because now we could fall in on all the logistical support there. But SANS has continued to excel. We're really excited about SANS. When you were a part of the program, it was amazing. We had a British MOD member in the course. The first year we were able to move to Maxwell, we had the opportunity to have a French Air Force member in the course. For a few years there, we lost the opportunity to have an international officer in the program. I'm happy to say that we are going to have, starting in this upcoming academic year, we will have a permanent international officer student in the program. It'll be a NATO partner that'll be providing a student, and that will rotate amongst the various NATO partners that we have. But we're really excited about that. So we're up to 13 students. We have one Army, one Navy. So we have a joint perspective. We have a dedicated civilian position every year that's continued to be funded. We'll have our IO, and then the rest of them will be across of Air Force specialties, not all nuclear. We have acquisition. We have intelligence. We obviously have our defenders. We've had civil engineers. Obviously, we'll have our rated folks and our 13N missile launch officers. But a really great program. It's continued to grow. It's continued to really succeed. Really excited about the fact that over the last 2 years, the top papers, the top research papers have been by SANS students. We've also had top graduates come out of SANS. And every year we've been fortunate enough to have a SANS student get accepted into SAS. So that's a really exciting growth, and the programs continue to evolve, and we're really excited about that. It is a Global Strike sponsored program. It just resides at ACSC. So they still get their ACSC JP10 credit. They knock out their ACSC master's degree requirement. And it's been really, really good. We've expanded our touch points there at Air University. We're now sponsoring Air War College's Nuclear Studies elective. So we're sponsoring them, the class being able to get out to a missile wing and to Kings Bay. We're also sponsoring them. We purchased, and I apologize, I can't think of the TTX board game now, but they're actually for the first time doing a tabletop exercise that goes into a nuclear scenario, vice going all the way up to a scenario, calling King's X, the exercise is over. So that's something that we've started to do, and we're making more inroads with the War College.
So as you think through all of your educational efforts, you know, short courses, year-long programs, individual courses at, you know, War College, and you sort of look out at this landscape, do you still see any kind of gaps that, you know, you would like to fill? Or do you think, have you sort of stepped back and said, okay, we've spent, you know, 15 years working on this. I think we've about got it covered.
Yeah, no, we're far from getting this covered. So you briefly mentioned the annual program. So we're incredibly excited. We're incredibly proud of our internship programs. So Global Strike Command for several years has had an officer internship program. That is a one-year assignment for our officers. We bring in five highly competitive officers, traditionally two missileers, two bomber-rated crew members, and now one 11-hotel helo driver into the program. And they spend a full year with us. And this is more about talent development, deliberate development. And they're getting everything from deliberate development through formal courses, through attendance at Harvard. They're attending courses with Missouri State. They also have the opportunity to attend courses with the Defense Acquisition University, because these are the officers who are going to be bringing on these new weapon systems that we're modernizing. They get a lot of experiential opportunities, whether it's with academia, whether it's with industry, opportunities to go to the Hill, opportunities to see every facet of the nuclear triad, time in the NCR. It's an amazing program. It's one of those programs that every time we brief a senior leader about it, they're like, man, I wish this existed when I was around, when I was a senior captain, junior major. And then lastly, that internship program has mentoring, a lot of senior mentoring, because they do follow up under our commander and the deputy commander. They get the opportunity to spend a lot of time in senior level discussions, in meetings, different forums, symposiums. So they're getting a vast exposure into the strategic level of the nuclear enterprise and where we're going and why decisions are being made, because these are going to be our future strategic leaders. And the hope is that they go on and become advisors to political appointees, or they're advising senior leaders. They have a great depth and breadth of understanding of the entire nuclear enterprise, and they can go forth and advocate accordingly. I'm also hopeful that they will value the education and development they've received, so that when they're squadron commanders, group commanders, wing commanders, that they will invest in their strikers and ensure that they're getting this type of development and exposure. Before I go on to the civilian and enlisted internship programs, which are a little similar, you talked about gaps. So one of the things that we are really excited about, and we're going to be starting this year, actually be starting, I believe, in the next 90 days, is the Air Force has moved forward with what they're calling, I'm going to look it up here so I don't miss it. So we're going to start infusing deterrence education into the Air Force Global Strike Command portion of enlisted foundational courses. So what's happening in the Air Force is, before an enlisted member can go on to PME, they're going to be required to take a week-long foundational course, days 1 through 4, heavy on what Air University is looking at for enlisted PME. Day 5 is reserved for the MAGCOMs. We've been tasked, and through partnership with some of our industry mission partners, we are going to be fielding a half day that is heavily focused on leadership development in Global Strike Command and on deterrence education. And again, this, it's a taste. It's not going to be a deep dive into deterrence, but it's going to be an opportunity for us to ensure we're introducing deterrence education and awareness and a better understanding of it to 17,000 enlisted strikers this year alone. So we'll catch that at every level, from those airmen getting ready to go to ALS, the NCOs getting ready to go to the NCO Academy, and our senior NCOs getting ready to go to the senior NCO Academy. So it's a great opportunity to start introducing them if we didn't catch them in an earlier course, but it's a great opportunity to start kind of educating them on that, on deterrence ed.
Now, it is that time in the show where I like to bring Bob the Genie out. And as I rub my magic lamp and Bob pops out, of course, he grants you 3 wishes related only to the topics of discussion, no world peace. And so, Dale, as you get wish number 1, what is that wish?
I think it's greater resources for the Air Force as a whole focused on deterrence ed. So Global Strike Command, Permission Directive 63, we are the lead MAGCOM. We are primarily responsible for the nuclear enterprise on the Air Force side. However, Global Strike serves as the primary advocate and the primary means of resources for deterrence education. So when I talk about all the different programs and things we've had out there, we don't limit them to just strikers. So it would be really advantageous if the other commands were given additional resources to help them with some of these opportunities. Because one of the things that we take pride in is, in Global Strike Command, if a commander wants to send a striker to a nuke course, an NC3 course, Global Strike Command pays for it. That doesn't come out of a squadron commander's funds, out of their own budget. So it eliminates the need to decide between, do I spend some dollars on an operational requirement or an individual's development requirement? I think other commands need access or need resourcing like that to help them get after, because we're not the only, while we are the lead command, we're not the only command involved in all the various modernization efforts and the nuclear enterprise. So it would be nice to see some of those other commands secure some additional resources for developmental education.
Okay, that's a good first. It's a good reasonable first wish. It's not one that's sort of aspirational. So, wish number 2. What is that?
Wish number 2 would be an inclusion of more deterrence education in PME. I know there's been emphasis in the past to make it a special area of emphasis by the chairman. I know the J7's been looking at our half A10 brothers and sisters are really working on that. But I think there needs to be a greater infusion of deterrence ed at JPME. And I say JPME, that way it impacts all of our joint brothers and sisters, because I think as we all look at the global power competition, this is not going to be an Air Force engagement alone. This is going to be a joint fight. And there needs to be a better understanding and appreciation for the strategic, for the nuclear mission and what it can and cannot do. And I think that needs to be brought into a lot of our mindset.
Yeah. It's always, having spent much of my career in PME, it's always okay. You know, I get that you want more, but what do you want me to cut and get that, you know, get that MAJCOM to agree to the cut. So that, yeah, it's always a challenge. And, you know, as Air University found out recently, whenever the chief, Air Force Chief of Staff said, you know, focus on China. If you didn't focus, you know, you had to go elsewhere. So, okay. So wish number three, your final wish. Got to make it a good one.
That's tricky. I think my third wish would be just the continued partnership and communication with our mission partners. We've been very fortunate, whether it's with some of our industry partners, whether it's with AFID EX, the new college, DITRA, HAF A10, and AATC. It's just that continued engagement partnership where we're in this together to get after the challenges at hand. You know, I've been around over 30 years now at the Air Force, and it hasn't always been the best of communications, higher headquarters and things like that, and mission partners. But I think if my wish would be is that we continue to partner and get after this together. And like I said, and having the resources to continue to partner with our industry partners to deliver. So it's not world peace, but it's pretty close.
All right. Unfortunately, we are out of time. So Dale Hernandez, thanks for joining us on this episode of NucleCast.
Awesome. Hey, thank you again. Thanks again. And appreciate the opportunity to talk about Global Strike Command and our deterrence education programs.
And thanks to you, the listeners, and we'll see you on the next episode. Well, it's great to talk to Dale again. You know, I've been involved with Global Strike since Global Strike was created. And, you know, even being, you know, the former director of SANS and all the things I've done, I didn't know about all of the programs. And Dale and I were talking after the podcast, and there's even more programs that Global Strike has going for enlisted education. And they're just really making a very strong effort to try to educate the nuclear force. And then those other parts of the Air Force that, you know, play with the nuclear side. So it was really interesting to hear, and I was glad to hear that so much is going on.
This has been a production of the ANWA Deterrence Center, a 501c3 that seeks to educate key decision makers, stakeholders, and the public to ensure a broader understanding of the nation's strategic nuclear deterrent. Our executive producer is Kimberly Charrington, and this episode has been engineered and mixed by David Krunkel. Help us grow our followers by sharing it and follow the show on LinkedIn, Facebook, and Twitter at NucleCast.